Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Yes.
I mean, I was looking forward to this all week. Now, matter of fact, since I got the call from Terry. You know, it's good to be seen. It's good that people can see you, that you're alive and well. And that God is still working in your life.
Amen.
We just thank God for another opportunity to stand in the house of the Lord. First of all, to give him praise, glory, and honor. We did invite him in, didn't we? So while he's here, we ought to worship. I'll come to worship. He's been too good to me to be quiet. Tell if you only knew my story, you'd jump and shout with me. For I was a wretch undone on my way to hell. But God's grace and mercy picked me up and told me that I was somebody. Because the world told me I was a nobody. Bless the name of the Lord. We're here to have church, aren't we? Now, y'all know me. I'm one of them noisy preachers. You know, I just believe that my Patriots are the best team in the NFL. I just believe that. You know, it's been proven by the number of rings that we got and the championships that we got. Now, you can argue with me, but let's go to the facts. And so when I get up and watch them play, I cheer, jump, holler, stomp. Because when they score a touchdown or do a great defensive play, hey, that's my team. So when God does something miraculously for me, or when he just wakes me up in the morning, hallelujah, when he opened my eyes that I have no control over because it was he that's doing the work, and I got to give him praise. He's greater than my Patriots, and that's the only person I know that's greater than my Patriots. But we come to have church. Wherever I go, I don't have to bring no fire. Because I am on fire. Because I come to worship. And I believe that if we cannot worship in the house of the Lord, we don't worship at all. Because, you know, we are around same like people. Aren't we? We are the same. We are Christians who are saved by grace. And we worship the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. So if we can't do it here, I know we can't do it in Kroger's. Y'all ain't getting me. So you got to worship someone who you admire. You have to worship someone who you have a relationship with. If, you know, if I'm out anywhere and someone says, Beverly, that's my wife's name, and I don't care where I'm at, I'm looking. And there could be 100,000 people named Beverly. But I'm thinking, that's my Beverly. So when we go somewhere and somebody say Jesus, say just Jesus, hey, I'm looking because I know him too. I know we on a time limit now, I think. Yeah, my wife got my time there. We can get into the scripture because I can talk about Jesus all day and I still have a good time. Our scripture will be coming from Mark 2. We're going to go through 1 through 12. And I'll read it. But we're going to talk about Jesus is in the house. Like I said, we did invite him in, didn't we? So we say he's here, right? All right, we're on the same page. And I'm reading Mark 2. 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not, come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralytic, "Your son, your sins are forgiven you." And then he goes on and says, "And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, 'Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, 'Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, "Arise, take up your bed and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." It was heard that he was in the house. We as Christians have a great story to tell. When we leave the church after a rousing sermon, do we go tell anybody? If the person that you know would come was coming to church and you don't see them, you get on the phone and say, "Baby, you should have been in church today. God was working it out." You have to be excited about this thing. See, you know, it's just like when you fell in love. I'm not going to ask how many married and all that kind of stuff, how old you are. But, you know, when you first fell in love, your first love, you couldn't wait to get on the phone. You couldn't wait to tell them how much you loved them. No one had to provoke you. No one had to make you. But you just said it. And see, that's how we should be with Jesus. Every day, new mercies every day. He get better and better, and this my little grandson says, gooder and gooder. He's better all the time. So to me, it's easy because I know it was he who did the work. In this Bible account from Mark chapter 2, it says that the word began to spread around that Jesus was in a particular house. In fact, so many people heard that Jesus that the house was full and no one else could get in. On that day, Jesus was preaching the living word of God. Can you imagine? Every pew is full. Can you imagine the lame, the downtrodden, the brokenhearted, those who have marital issues? They filled the church because they heard that Jesus was in the house. And he had what they need. So what happened to us? I mean, back in the old days, we all went to church on Sundays. No TV, no golf, no bowling, no none of that stuff. The church was full. What happened to us? And here Jesus was preaching the message for hope. What we have gotten into is that we are not preaching the gospel. We're not preaching Jesus because he's the one that makes the difference. We preach everything else but the word of God. It's Jesus is the one that saves. See, if you can't have anything else to say when you're hurting, when you're down, just holler Jesus. Just say the name. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. He knows your inside and out. He knows your hurt. He knows what you're thinking. just the name of Jesus. I have some guys who I work with in construction, and they say Jesus Christ like it's a curse word. I said, really? Just call on the name of Jesus. Have you ever hit your finger hammering or get kicked, stub your toe, and you want to say another word, but what's in you can't come out? It's Jesus that comes out. Jesus. And you hurt like crazy, but still, Jesus. He was preaching a message that met the needs of the people present. That's what we need today. That's the word, is the one that draws people into the church. It's not your personality, not how good looking you are. It's the word that draws. And the only word we got is what the word of God. Most of the time we try to clean people up before we bring them to church. That's not your job. God said that, Jesus said that we are fisher of men. We're not the cleaner of man. We fish. If you ever been fishing, you just go fish, catch a fish, and you clean them later. But God does the cleaning. And we have to remember that. We try to, the church I was at, I'm not going to tell the name because I don't want y'all running over there telling folks something about me. But young lady come in there off the street, short dress on, crying. Wanted prayer. She come up to the front, sat in the chair for prayer. And here come this old Christian with a blanket covering her up. And I'm sitting there, wait a minute here. And make the young lady felt so bad. And I said, okay, this is not what God wants. If you got a problem with the flesh, then you need prayer. You need to be up here with her. She shouldn't be looking at that and at that kind of stuff and thinking that, well, bad thoughts. The number one thing is a soul need to be saved. That's our goal. He was preaching a message that would mend broken hearts. See, we don't know what's on a person's heart when they come to church. We don't know why they come. But they come. We don't know why most of us come to church anyway. Because some of us just do it because that's always done. I ain't got nowhere else to go on Sunday. But we come. Because we need to meet Jesus in the time of need. We need to fellowship with our brothers and our sisters. We need to encourage each other. You think I'm happy all the time? Say no. You know, but I'm not sad all day. Because sooner or later, the word of God kicks in. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. Cast all your cares upon me, for I cares for you. That's God talking to me. Me. Or nobody. In this world. But to somebody, I'm his. Amen. He was preaching a message that will lift those who were downtrodden. You know, one thing I hate to come to church and be lectured. I want to hear the word of God. What Jesus say about it? Remember we used to wear those bracelets, what would Jesus do? I'm so glad y'all took them off. Because most people don't. Well, Jesus would do, I ain't Jesus. The house was full because the word had spread that Jesus was in the house. Who's spreading the word today? Who's spreading the word that Lincolnshire, the word is being preached? Lives are being changed. Souls are being saved. Who's spreading the word today? How excited are you about Lincolnshire? Are you real excited about the church? Tell somebody. Tell somebody. So, see, I don't care what conversation you are in. If it's in you, sooner or later, you're going to talk about Jesus. If it's in you. No. I love football. I love basketball. I love sports, but we're going to talk about Jesus somewhere in the line here. There were people packed all around the windows. Can you imagine? People outside can't get in. We got to put chairs down the aisle. Can you imagine that? People trying to get in because Jesus We allow Jesus to have first place in the house. And the word is being preached. There were people against the door. There were people that filled the yard in the house because they wanted to hear the word, the living word of God. A hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's what we should be. It never gets old for us. I should say it should never get old for us. Here comes the sick man. The Bible says he was sick of the palsy. It means that he was paralyzed to some degree. The Bible says that it took four men to carry him on his bed. He was unable to get where he needed to go on his own. He needed help, and he needed to see Jesus. They had heard that Jesus was in that house. They had enough faith to know if they could just get him to Jesus, that Jesus would do something for him. We know who got the answer. We know it ain't Dr. Phil. We know it's not Oprah. But we'll listen to those voices anyway. We'll sing that song, Jesus is the answer. Well, if he's the answer, then let's go see him. Let's go talk to him. Sin on drugs? Your wife's sick? Your neighbor down? Someone is hurting? Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. We talk about him, but you got to really know him. Amen. He will do what he say. He's not a man that he will lie. Amen. God will come see about you. See, we should never get into this thing about thou, thee, and all that kind of stuff. It's a prayer. God, I need your help. Help me, Jesus. There's no formality because he knows you're his child. You're his child. If we are humans and we, every time that baby cries, we running in there and tucking on him, you think God is better parent than we ever would be. But see, we get so used to him. Just like when kids grow up, they get so used to their parents being there. And they treat him any kind of way. And then they finally realize, oh man, you come back to your first love. He's there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there. So our goal is to trust him. The Bible says in James, it says, without faith, it says, even so, if it hath works, even so faith, if it hath works, it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You got to have faith. God is rewarded those who diligently seek him. If we believe who Jesus say he is, we have faith enough to trust him. Then our faith turns to works. I gotta move. God, I need a job, but I'm not gonna go look for one. Well, you ain't get no job. He'll open the door for you, but you got to do something. You sick. We in sin, ask for forgiveness. He forgives us. He just don't just, well, I'm just forgive them because they ask. We're hurting. God understands that. He understands. We can't hide anything from him. I learned a long time ago, my mama had all kind of intuition, and I do stuff, and she said, boy, I know you did it. I know I didn't. Yeah, nah, I'm sitting here lying. Now, you can't lie to God. Amen. I tried it. It do not work. God knows. If we just get to Jesus, he can work a miracle in our lives. I mean, there is no one that Jesus has ever met that their lives have not been changed. No one. Because he would change your life. There's no sense of us coming to church every Sunday or praying and our lives have not changed. Can't hold on to those old things. I don't care what she did to you. It don't matter what he did. It doesn't matter. It's what did Jesus do to you. He's always there. Always there. If only we could just forget about those things that hurt us so bad and just focus on the Lord Jesus. So when we come to church, that should be our safe place. Church said amen. When we come to church, that should be our safe place. Amen. Because we are here with the great I am. We are here with people who loves us and cares about us. At least they say that. Yeah, I know. If your heart is wrong, then you got to deal with God on that. Because sometimes you got to press your way. Sometimes you feel so sick and so bad, but you got to press your way. I need help. I need to go see the maker. The one who formed me while I was in my mother's womb. The one who knows my innermost thoughts. Because he's the only one that can really fix me. Now, I would never say don't go to the doctor because you got to pay for that doctor. That's the number one thing. Because he or she cannot do nothing without the power of the Lord. If he's in the house, we got to really press our way. Because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. People sit in church every Sunday, sometimes Wednesday, sometimes Thursday, whatever. And their mind is, they're here, but their mind is over there. Because Satan always put obstacles in our way. What she got on that for? Why she coming in here like, I never did like her. Why they sit on that pew? Why I don't like the color of that carpet. Why don't they change this? Why don't they do, the mind is gone. Not focusing on what you came for. Amen. That's why Jesus told us that when we pray, you know, go into our closet. Because the outside, because we see farther down how the church, the Pharisees and Sadducees, that's the church. And they're going to jump on Jesus for doing a good thing. Now you think you're going to get away? If they did it to the green tree, they should have gone do worse to the dry tree. Amen. Jesus is doing a good thing in your life. And don't let them Sadducees and Pharisees take it away from you. Amen. Don't tell them to see the way and Jesus don't work their way. How you know how Jesus work? I'm not that close to God that know his every move. He do what he want to do. Because if I was that close to him, I said, why in the world did you save Paul? He headed a church. But he did it because he seen the future. He know what he got for you. He know every plan. But we have to step into the presence of the Lord. Amen. We're not stepping into the presence of the Lord. We're just standing here. It's okay to clap your hands. Honest. Because, see, we'll clap it for every politician that comes around. Stand up to our feet and everything. But God enters the building. We get so used to him. Too used to him. When he comes in, we have to look at him. And look upon him. And you can see what he has done for you and me. The scars, the beating, the nail prints. Just for you. And you got to take it individually. He did this for me. If I was the last only person on earth, he still would do it. Just for me. Just for me. We can't let things get into our way. Too many issues go wrong in the church. And that's why God, Jesus says some things, you know, he'll take care of when he gets back. Because we try to string folks out. You know how we are. We like to string people out. Everybody should be like me. No. Everybody shouldn't be like you. Church, everybody like me have a perfect church? No, they won't. No, we won't. Bottom line is you got to let folks be folks. Pray for them. Let God deal with the folks. I tell the pastor friend of mine, God didn't, he gave you the sheep to take care of. He'll take you just a babysitter. Got to deal with them on his own. He know how to deal with people. Too many times we get bogged down with things in the church. It's supposed to be our safe place. But we come in, well, why didn't he shake my hand? What did I do wrong? Well, I'm not going to shake his hand today. I don't want to be around him. It's not the right temperature in there. The air conditioner's not right. It's too hot. It's too cold. No, always, our mind is always wondering. Our mind wonders, I'd be glad when he get done. Where I'm going to go eat at? What is so-and-so done? Chair's not comfortable enough. You know, things gets in our way. They looked at me the wrong way. I don't like the color of this carpet. They shouldn't even consult me on nothing. Things get in our way. But things shouldn't be nowhere near us, in our thoughts, in our hearts. Our eyes should be focused on the Lord. I come to worship him. I come to give him glory. I come to let you know that he's my all in all. I hurt, and he heals me. The man had to be cut through a roof. How desperate are you for your friend to get some help? How desperate are you for your family member to get some help? Opioid addiction that's running rampant. Drugs are running rampant in the streets. And sometimes we give up on our children. Give up on our friends because they have issues in life. Well, we had issues also. But somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for you. Bring them to church. Don't give up. Let them cuss you out. They will cuss you out. I know. They'll cuss you out, call you all kind of names, steal from you. But I'm doing it for Jesus. I'm not doing it to get no accolades from no man. He is the one who empowers me. He is the one that gets me to get up and go. Because people are going to talk about you. So what? They talked about me when I was a drunk. They talked about me when I was on drugs. They really not on real drugs, but I was still drugging. They talked about me when I wasn't doing what the perfect thing to do. And then when I still doing the perfect thing, the right thing, they still talked about me. And you can't win. So it doesn't matter what people think of you, it's what does he think of you. He will open doors that men shut. He would provide a way that you never thought was impossible. Ask me how I know. I dare you. Because he did it for me. God has no respect of persons. He'll do it for you. I know he will. We should never allow anything for us to stop praising Jesus. Amen. Practice it. Go home and practice. When you're walking through the house, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Driving down the street, turn the radio off. Talk radio just full of junk. Put it on some gospel music. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my grandchildren. You're so good to me. I just want to just bless your name. You're too good to me, God. That's how we should be functioning. Turn the world out. Because he is the King of Kings. He is the ruler of the universe. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the bright and morning star. That's who Jesus is. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Prince of Peace. He's God in the flesh. That's why we praise him. So when he's in the house, this house, your house, wherever you at, because he's there with you. He's always there with you. You got to give him some glory. And I don't mean that you got to be so heavenly minded that you know earthly good. But every opportunity, we got to give him glory. We have to give him glory. Because I heard that when we get to heaven, and no one told me any different, that that's what we're going to do all day long. Praising, worship. So we got to get in practice down here. So if you're not practicing down here, you're going to hate heaven. Because the sun is the glory of heaven. And that's who we're going to worship, the sun. So let's get in practice at home. Where you at? And don't tell me they took prayer out of school. I don't care who you are. You can't take God out of nowhere that he don't want to be taken out of. You ain't that bold. You ain't that good. God can do what God want to do. Because if he's in the house, you're in a safe place. If he's in your car, you're in a safe place. Whether I die or I live, I gain either way. Because I'm always in his presence. You're always in his presence. He's looking at you right now. That's my daughter. That's my son. That's a great God, isn't he? He's in the house. If he's in the house, start praising him. Start thanking him. You know, when you walk through the door, it's nice to meet people. It is. It's really nice because you see God in the people. So we have to learn to give God glory and never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care where you go. What you do is always about him. The job you got, he gave it to you. You paying them bills because he making a way. It's all about him. That's why you've been married for 80 years. Because he was protecting your marriage. You're married for 8 years. He's protecting your marriage. That's how God does. But we got to give him glory. We got to just say when it's all over with, it was because of him. Not me. I can't do nothing without him. Amen. Amen. Bless your name. Thank God for his word. We try to be obedient to his word. When Holy Spirit says enough is enough, we cut off. We had nothing more to say. And we thank God for each one of you. And amen. Amen. Amen.